You are listening to us this morning from Port Edward at 8:60 a.m. And if you're driving that way, you may have stopped at Kloya Bay. It's a very popular spot among locals for camping, kayaking, picnicking, all while surrounded by that lush green wilderness we enjoy here on the North Coast. Unfortunately, it's also become a very popular spot for people to dump their garbage. In fact, garbage has become such a problem that Port Edward's Town Council has closed the gates to Kloya Bay, and there's no timetable for reopening. For more, I'm joined this morning by Port Edward Mayor Dave McDonald. Hello.
Good morning.
Can you take me for a walk there? What does it look like these days with garbage being dumped at this site?
Well, it's a mess. There's no other way to put it, and we felt that we should close the gate for a while just to calm down the dumping there and see what we can do about making sure that people stop that.
When you say calm down, how frequently was garbage being dumped there?
Well, during the summer, it's good because we let a kayaking company set up there, and Joe does a good job of keeping things in hand and making sure it's not a party spot and stuff like that. But as soon as people are gone, all of a sudden you're finding not just domestic garbage, but if somebody's redoing stuff in their house or stuff, they just dump the refuge down at that site because it's off the road and out of sight.
Huh. And yet, it's not easy to get down to Kloya Bay. It means turning off the highway, driving away down a dirt road. Why do you think people would choose to go here instead of just driving to the dump?
Well, that's not the only place along the highway. I think all communities have a problem with people that think it's not fair, the price or whatever at the dumps, and they think they're saving money by just letting it go off the highway. And, you know, you find all kinds of stuff. Green River's another area with the forest road up there. Mm-hmm. People have taken old campers up there and boats and shooting area and stuff like this. And it's just some people just don't go by the rules like the rest of us.
Just up on Wantage Road, you often see lots of evidence of dumping too here in Prince Rupert. Now, you mentioned that for some it's they don't want to pay the dump fees, but clearly somebody has to clean up this garbage. So how much is that costing the district?
Crew was out there to clean this last mess that was out there, and they didn't have very kind words, which I won't repeat, but it's a cost of everything. It's you know, if it's heavier stuff, we have to send out a backhoe and the dump truck and one or two people, and it adds up fairly quickly. So if you're a taxpayer and the ones doing it, you're not saving money. It's costing you through your taxes to keep the areas clean.
Do you have any sense about how much one of these cleanup efforts costs after somebody dumps stuff at Kloya Bay?
Well, it'd be a few hours of the wages of the employees and your truck time and everything, but I don't know exactly, but it's a few $100 each trip or more.
Now, I guess the question is that the access to Kloya Bay has been gated to stop access, but doesn't that just mean that somebody goes elsewhere to dump the garbage and the problem still exists?
Yes, I can name six or seven areas in Port Edward that is very popular, but the option there was to close the gate, and it's not going to be closed forever. It's closed to stop this for now, and also the reason we are talking to yourselves and others is to let people know and watch and see what people are doing and let us know.
As you've mentioned, there's five or six sites around Port Edward where illegal dumping takes place. We've been talking about it on our Facebook page, and it's certainly not an uncommon story right across northern BC. Mayor McDonald, will you be looking elsewhere for solutions or ideas about how to deal with illegal dumping?
Well, we'll listen to it. You know, there are fines out there for illegal dumping and everything, but proving that the person did it, you know, the first thing that said is, I didn't do that. Somebody else must have brought it out there. You know, I asked them to take it to the dump, and they didn't go to the dump, you know, stuff like that. So it's hard to get somebody. We have signs up, especially going out towards North Pacific Henry, that says there's a $2,000 fine, but prove who did it.
What about making the dump free for use?
We have a week of free tipping, more or less. You put your stuff from your house that you don't want any more. You put it outside your house, and the crew drives around, picks it up, and takes it to the dump. So if there's stuff you can hold on to and put out at that time, we're more than willing to take it away.
Well, in the meantime, Kloia Bay remains closed for the time being. What's the plan for reopening this site?
Well, we're going to talk about it. It came up just before council the other night, and we will talk about it again. And, you know, we're getting suggestions like put up some cameras, and we're looking at what that cost would be. But you put the cameras up in one site and they go to another site. So, you know, I don't know if that's the best answer, but we'll discuss it. And it will open again. There's no doubt in that. But just at this time, it's closed for a while.
Well, Dave McDonald, I hope you'll keep us updated with this story. Nice to have you on the program today.
Thank you very much, and the best of the holidays to y'all.
You as well. Dave McDonald, Mayor of Port Edwards, and we turn it to you. Where have you seen dumping? Do you think that there is a solution for it? Clearly, it's something that is faced by many communities around northern BC. We'd like to hear your thoughts. We're already getting some thoughts on this, in fact, on our Daybreak North page. It is our question of the day. How can cities manage the amount of garbage tossed illegally in northern BC. Some great comments already. You can go there and read them and suggest your own. Just head over to our Facebook page. You can find us at CBC Daybreak North.